Well, in Weekend Digest, we had the story of the torpedo bats. All anybody was talking about this weekend in baseball, the Yankees torpedo bats, these bats that are a little thicker in the sweet spot, kind of shaped like a torpedo. The only change to the baseball bat in a long, long time. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is a noted baseball technology expert, Chet Widowmaker. Good morning, Chet.
Thank you guys for having me on. I've actually been a fan for quite some time. I started listening to you guys on the app that you guys have for the telephones.
Appreciate that.
Sports Day app?
Sports Day app. That's what it's called. That's exactly right. Thank you, George. Thank you. Appreciate that assist.
You're a technology guy?
Somewhat of a technology guy. You know, I work in R&D, as you guys know. You're having me on because I do technology for baseball organizations. And I work in R&D in the Baseball Technology Division of the Research and Development Department of the Yankees, partnered wholly owned subsidiaries of Monsanto, Halliburton, and Taco Bell Corporation. They partnered with us. And so I develop baseball products that are supposed to help my team achieve success on the field.
Well, you didn't have anything to do with the torpedo bat, did you? And what do you think of that thing?
George, I absolutely did have something to do with that torpedo bat. That was one of my creations, one of my inventions. The origin story on that is pretty interesting, to be quite honest.
Okay, well, what is it?
Well, the torpedo bat, it's been in the works for the past 5 years. Now, this all started way back at in a bar in Phuket. I believe that's Thailand. And when I scribbled down a prototype on a cocktail napkin during a bar bet, now there was a friend of mine there who was sitting across from me, and I told that friend that I could make a cartoon bat and sell it to the largest major league franchise in Major League Baseball and make $1 billion. Now, the reason you have to understand this was so insane was because at the time I was working as a waiter at TGI Friday, so I had nothing to do with the business.
So, wow, what a crazy
story. It was
pretty
much a stretch now, so I had my work cut out for me, so I really had to start engaging my journey, my sojourn, as I would say, to get all the way from a waiter at TGI Fridays into a position to sell this to the Yankees, and then lo and behold, I did that within 5 years. So,
amazing.
Yes, I took that cocktail napkin, took it to prototype makers around the Southwest, and through a blend of 3D printing, grain alcohol, and gullible executives, I now have revolutionized baseball. Thank you guys for the next one.
Wow, what a story.
Were you inspired by the mozzarella sticks at TGI Fridays? Or what inspired
you? No, tater skins is what I usually went for there. I really like the tater skins. Yeah,
Okay, that's amazing. Well, what are some of the other, what else? What are some of the other things?
You ask me what else? Well, I'll tell you what else, George. we've got other things in development right now. You know, we're doing a little bit of a soft launch with the torpedo bat, you know, introducing that, seeing how Major League Baseball responds, because, you know, in the past few years, baseball has shown that it is willing to update itself, you know, whereas in decades past it wouldn't. So if the torpedo bat goes through and they don't restrict us on that, there's a few other things right now in the R&D department we're going to bring forward. We got a first baseman's mitt that looks like a regular first baseman's mitt, but when you open it to catch the ball, it unfolds into the size of a German Shepherd. I mean, the thing is huge.
Wow.
Only folds out when activated. So, you know, basically you can comply with the major league rules, you know, with the size of the first baseman's mitt, but when the button is pressed, it unfolds into basically a sail. I mean, the thing will catch anything coming towards it. It's great. There's also a feature on it that I really don't think there's any chance of, but we're experimenting with right now, that also maces the incoming runner with grade 3 Defense Department pepper spray.
Okay. I don't think they're going to allow
that. I don't think that's legal.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Is a big mitt like that legal?
Well, no, that's the thing. It folds. See, that's the whole thing. It's the folding technology into a regular size mitt that is regulation size.
Okay. But when it unfolds, I think is the problem.
It, yeah. Well, when it unfolds, the thing is we're treating it with a certain light deflecting properties that will make it to where it looks transparent. So it's hard to see with the naked eye.
That's genius.
Wow.
Yeah, there's something I think we have a better chance of doing. You know, I'm trying to get the Yankees to install this right now. It's a mound elevator. Raises the mound. around imperceptibly, you know, infinitesimally, right? Very slowly, when there's a team changeover, that'll give the Yankees about a 1-inch advantage on that mound.
Incredible.
I think it'll really work.
Yeah, you're just encouraging cheating at this point, though.
Well, you call it cheating, you know, but I call it thinking outside of the box. You know, that's what it is. There's also a new substance we call slicky, slicky ball wash. Now, this is interesting.
All right.
This is a substance that makes the ball incredibly slick so that players can barely hang on to it. Now, you would say, why would you even do such a thing? Well, the key is that all the Yankees players have a second chemical on their hand that reacts with the first substance to make it tacky. So you put that on the hands of your pitchers, and so they have the tacky experience, while the other teams, they experience a very, very slick surface. They can't hold on to the ball. But see, it's a two-chemical agent reaction.
Right. That is now mention number two of Slicky Slicky Ball Wash in our show's history.
There's no way that has come up before. On your
a long time ago.
It actually has,
yeah. It was a long time. This seems to center around the Yankees. Why the Yankees?
Well, because I work for the Yankees now.
Okay,
I work
that whole conglomerate
right
thing that he outlined.
Remember, you don't remember me telling you about that?
Well, I heard Taco
Research
Bell.
The Department of the Yankees partner, wholly owned subsidiaries, Monsanto, Halliburton, and Taco Bell. I mentioned it earlier.
I missed the Yankees in there, that whole thing, I guess.
Yeah, and we also got clown shoes for center fielders. They're very large shoes, but they hide Oscar Pistorius-like skis that help the guy run over 30 mph and leap 20 feet in the air. That's great.
Okay, that's also, I think, will be noticeable.
Yeah. And then we got third base fart spray. That's nice.
Okay.
Each base has a hidden nozzle connected to a hidden bladder filled with skunk fart spray. Can hit the guy right in the groin while he's standing on third base. It's great, you know. Just teach the guy a lesson about threatening to get to home, you know. I mean, threatening to get to home, you know, we'll go ahead and fart spray you.
Yeah, that'll teach him. What else?
Listen, guys, I got to get out of here. I got a meeting here in about 15 minutes, so I got to get going right now.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see
you.
All right.
Chet Widowmaker.
Baseball R&D.